Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning.
Welcome to Come and See.
Kathy,
your
good
podcast
morning.
For finding
truth. We are here on, I think it's Tuesday, April 23rd, this will be airing, and we're heading in toward the end of April already. Man, the year goes by quick, doesn't it?
It does. I am looking forward to this time. Once this airs, there'll be about one more week till I have Anna home for the summer.
Well,
and I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Fantastic. Is she, what's she going to do then in the fall? Is she going to now stay home permanently for a while until everything
no,
finishes?
The wedding will be August 25th. And then she goes on her honeymoon, and she comes straight back from her honeymoon and hits classes. So she'll go back. I think I shared with you the story of the apartment that they got in Boston, right? Total supernatural story of that apartment. So they'll start their lease in September. So while they're on their honeymoon, we will no doubt go down and move them in.
Ah, good.
Get things set up so that when they get back, they can hit the ground running.
Are they going somewhere fun on their honeymoon? Or?
They are. They're going to Greece.
Oh, Greece. Great. Fantastic.
So, yeah, they've got, I think, about 10 days over there, and they're going to do Santorini first because everybody needs to do Santorini, right? And then they're going to fly over to Milos, which is less touristy and more. They love adventure stuff, so they'll do a lot of exploring and adventure type things while they're there, and then they'll wrap up in Athens doing your typical kind of sightseeing things, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, so they're super excited.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Well, we're talking about hearing God's voice, and we've gone through a series of lately of, you know, how do you do it, which is, you know, remember, it's step by step. It's going to unity, using the privilege of somebody else confirming, living in the kingdom, making sure that you're hearing his voice and you're in peace and joy. And then journaling to keep recording the things you are hearing and processing, because it serves as the basis of your dialogue with God. And the one beautiful thing about journaling, because we start it when you're abiding particularly, is you write the verses out.
Mm-hmm.
And then your dialogue, see, is around those verses,
right?
Instead of just going all over the place with your own thinking, is you keep reacting to, well, here's what I've said, and now I'm going to process what you have said in the Word to me personally, now to hear Rhema or your personal voice to me, and what does it mean, and how do I adjust my life, and what steps you want me to take, and even if we're looking at following God's will, and we're remember, Lynn and I have two journals. One is my personal abiding of what am I hearing God say to me personally,
right?
And this is usually a subject, a topic, something that he's dealing with, and it'll be weeks and months of enjoying that process. And Linda's doing the same, and we share that, you know, once a week. And then we have our what we call our unresolved issues list, or our clutter list of all of our prayer requests, all the things that we need.
And really God's questions that you're asking
questions
about, right?
And a decision, and how is this going to work, and here's an adversity, or here's a conflict. And we keep a ongoing journal around what God has said and what verses he wants us to process. And so it directs you into his plan, his path, because we're following what he's already saying, and that's why his writing it down is really important. Is it's not just, you know, I don't feel good today and nothing's happening and I don't know what to do, and God says, yeah, I know, but let's go talk about what I've been telling you.
right
and and process it that way with the thought of, you know, I'm struggling, but that's okay. That you're the journaling helps set the agenda because it's his agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of fun. So as we think now of, we're going to walk through a few practical issues, which are typical and normal, but people often say, one, I don't know exactly what you're talking about, hearing his voice. I don't mm-hmm. hear his voice. I was hearing his voice, but I don't now. Or I'm going through a period where God is silent. And what do I do with that?
Right.
And what's the issue and how come? You know, and by the way, most Christian fellowships, when a small group, and I've been in these small groups as a pastor, just listening to how they process, I'm not hearing from God. And they say, well, God wants you to for a while to really struggle at the moment because, yeah, he's purposely silent. And I said, I don't think so. I think there's something else wrong here. And you know, I taught with Henry Blackaby, and he was real strong on this. And he'd get this question. I'm not hearing from God, you know. And Henry would say, well, the problem isn't God, it's yours.
Right.
God's talking, don't worry. You know, it's you, I promise. So let's look at what if I'm not hearing him. Let's first of all go to John 5. This is Jesus, 16 to 23, and then verse 30.
Sure. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I've been working." Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel."
Yeah, and verse 30.
Did you want me to go all the way to 23?
23, sorry, yeah.
I'm sorry. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. And then verse 30 is, "I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me."
Yeah, and then jump to chapter 8 in John, 8, 28 to 30.
Sure. 8:28-30 says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do these things that please him.' And as he spoke these words, many believed in him."
Okay. So if you take those two together, and this is Jesus, you know, relating a truth, is I did nothing except what I heard the Father.
Right.
And he says, the Father never leaves me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the evidence of that. So, you know, again, let's just, you know, use the example we've been trying to build, is that if Dan said, you know, "I'm going to be with you all weekend."
Mm-hmm.
By definition, what does that mean? He's going to spend time with you,
right?
And you think
he's going to be talking?
You think he'll? I'm going to be with you, but I'm not going to say anything to you.
that would never happen.
No, because it's not a relationship. Then it's
right.
It's not that. Yeah, I'm around you, mm-hmm. but I'm not talking to you. He says, "No, if I say I'm going to be with you, and I'm not going to leave you alone, I'm going to obviously talk to you
mm-hmm.
and dialogue with you." And Jesus says, "I did nothing except what the Father spoke to me."
Right.
My direction, my steps, my instructions were always from him, because I didn't come to do my own will, but to do His will. And by the way, He's got to show me His will, and I never not received it. So, again, just think of it in a simple, practical way. Jesus makes that statement. So, did the Father say to him, "Yeah, son, for the next 2 weeks, I'm not talking to you"?
No.
No. See, he would have said, "Yeah, once in a while I talk to the Father. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once in a while I get some big, big instruction, but mostly I just am trying to be who I am." He says, "I did nothing except what I heard the Father speak." And the Father, since He's speaking, and since that's the condition, He can't say, "Yeah, I'm not talking to you now."
Right.
And even when we're struggling, if we have a heart to hear, He'll speak even about that.
Right. Well, and I think, like, I have to picture just on the relational side of this, and this, we've talked about this before, how people, I think, just don't recognize that He's speaking because He's not saying exactly what they're wanting to hear or wanting to dialogue about in that moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just, you know, back to the picture of Dan and I walking, we would not spend our entire day processing just one question that I have.
That's right.
That may come and go in conversation, but throughout the day, there's times we're just laughing together. Yeah, we're just telling each other jokes. We're just sharing something else that is going on. But there is this beautiful communion and communication at the same time that's not always just about the big questions in life.
That's
sometimes
right.
It's just about being together and having intimacy and sharing life together.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we mistake, I think, often what we say is silence of God is He's not telling me the answers I need to know in the moment that I feel I need to know them.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean He's being silent either.
No, it's relationship, and it's a privilege of surprise and input and you, "Hey, gosh, this thing just happened. You know, what does that mean?" And you're dialoguing with Him because you're walking with Him.
Yeah.
And it isn't a system. And it's only, and I like what you're saying, is it's not just geared, "I need an answer, I need an answer, I need an answer, give me the answer."
That would be so transactional and boring, right?
Yeah. Well, plus it would be when I get my answer, then I walk away and go do something else, you know, and as opposed to, well, just enjoy the relationship is on everything.
Right.
I get the privilege of that all the time, which is, you know, He can interrupt you. So, like, you know, we've shared these kind of examples before, but, you know, Jesus, when He was actually on Palm Sunday headed toward Jerusalem, He had to walk through Jericho, and they were doing the same thing, laying palm branches down and hailing Him as King. And He's on His way to Jerusalem. That's He's understanding it. And this, you know, little short guy gets up in a tree, Zacchaeus, "Hey, Jesus," you know, and Jesus stops and He goes over to him. And He says, "Today, I must spend the day with you." That's what it says in the Greek.
Right.
And, well, why would He say that? It wasn't like, "Yeah, it's, you know, what do you want? I got a few minutes. Yeah, I got to get going to Jerusalem. You know, what do you want?" You know, and well, the Father had told him, "That guy that you just heard." Now, I didn't tell you this morning you're going to hear that guy.
Right.
But that guy you just heard, I'm working in his life. I want you to spend some time with him.
Go spend the day with him.
Go spend some time with him. It's like, oh, okay. So
I love the spontaneity of that.
That's it.
I think we have to recognize, just like we have spontaneity born in us, we are in His image. And God has spontaneity within Him as well. And so we can expect the communication also to have spontaneity to it, right?
That's right. And then because of the dialogue we have, you know, able to, you know, have things go on simultaneously, you know, so that I can be talking to somebody and they can be sharing, you know, "This thing just occurred to me," or "This happened. Somebody said this to me, and I'm trying to interpret what God is trying to say to me through that person."
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're telling me this. While they're telling me this, I get to talk to God.
Right.
So, what are you saying?
Right.
Is that you saying it? You know, and yep, that's me. Encourage him to keep going. He's still talking. I'm listening, but I'm also talking to God.
Right.
And I wasn't expecting it, but because of that interesting thing, it's like, well, could you talk to me a little bit about what's going on? Yeah, let me tell you something, and I'll tell you enough to tell it. You can reinforce for this person that he's hearing my voice. Oh, cool. Okay, great. And I think if we could grab hold of that, that this whole life is very spontaneous. It's not so mechanical. It's not so formulaic. It's just enjoy the walk. Yeah, right. you got questions. You got things that you're seeking answers for, and he'll tell you. But the hearing his voice is all the time, and start to recognize it, because Jesus said there wasn't a moment when he wasn't talking to me, and we don't have any evidence in Scripture that. And by the way, if it would have happened this way, Jesus would have recorded it. I talked to the Father, but he wouldn't talk to me.
Right, right.
And we would say, okay, why? You know, we'd have to find out why. Mm-hmm. But he never said that. See, he just says, I only did what the Father told me, and we were in dialogue all the time, and it's no issue. So if you're not hearing from God, the problem is us, not him. And there's a couple things to consider. We may not be in the kingdom of God because we've walked away and we're into our own self stuff.
Right.
And we can't hear him because we're not actually walking with him now. Mm-hmm. Now he's waiting for us to come, and he's inviting us to come. And this is a cool thing. And we make this statement in our retreats all the time. The kingdom of God is a step away. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you have to walk a bunch of places to get there. It's just make a turn. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be with you now. Okay, great. Welcome back. Let's go. The kingdom of God is just a step away, but the kingdom is entered through I surrender my will.
Right.
And I want to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. And I expect to hear what you have to say. Okay. And so he says, come back to the kingdom because you could have walked away. It's go back to the abiding. Because he said, my communication is centered around my word, and things that you are processing, you'll be able to re-engage quickly around that. So what I recommend to people, and a lot of people say that, I'm not hearing from God. And okay. By the way, I even say this, when you're not hearing from God, something's not right. Mm-hmm. Usually you've walked away or you've gone too mechanical about it. You've gotten too intellectual about it. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship. So I'll tell you what. You were abiding in this, in the word. Go back, rewrite the verses out, and write down what you're hearing about that. Mm-hmm. And that re-engages you to remember, oh, yeah, it's not that complicated. And you are hearing from God, and you start to receive it. And then then journal it out and process, okay, I heard God say. And you're re-engaged quickly. So go back to abiding and re-engage in the word and write it out, listen, process, journal, and you'll recognize, oh, yeah, that's right. I am hearing from God. And then keep going and keep going and keep practicing. And by the way, the key is that, and that's why journaling is so critical, is write down what you believe you're hearing.
Right.
And then, by the way, take that. Share that with your spouse. Share that with your inner circle. Like this guy was saying, hey, I think this lady who said something God was saying something to me. So he had written that down. But he brought it to me. And then he's talking to me, and I can say, while he's talking to me, I'm listening and processing. And God says, yeah, tell him that he's hearing right. Now, I said hearing right doesn't mean you hear it all.
Right.
because you don't even have an answer.
Just continue the dialogue.
You don't have any answer about this at all. You don't even know fully what it means. But there's a little bit of a heads up. Pay attention and keep going. Yes, you're hearing right. Keep going. Okay, so I'm hearing from God. Yes. And now, by the way, he heard from God through God speaking through somebody else. Mm-hmm.
Which is so beautiful.
Part of
right?
how it works. You know, there's a lot of different ways. So if you're stuck and you feel like you don't hear, the problem is us, not him. Re-engage. And then what I would encourage you to do is to share that with your spouse, share that with your inner group, and let them help you re-engage.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, let's go back and let's start again and practice it again. And then you'll recognize right away, oh yeah, I actually am hearing from God. It's good.
Yeah. And I would even go as far as to say in that, I think sometimes shame keeps us from speaking that when yeah. we're feeling it, we're feeling removed or whatever else, we can get in circles. Well, am I listening? Everybody around the room is hearing all these great things. I'm just going to fake it or not say a word. And I would just say, let that go. That, you know, that's the enemy trying to keep you from enjoying dialogue with God. Be real, be authentic with the people that God has placed in your life, and allow community to be a place that helps you to step back into the kingdom, right?
Yes.
Instead of just letting shame keep you out.
that's really insightful, because interesting enough, as you grow in this and your group grows in this, you share a lot about what God says.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a natural expression.
Right.
I heard God say, God said, God said, God said, and I get to experience it. Well, if you're in a moment where you're not hearing from God, you don't want to admit that.
Right.
Because, wait a minute, everybody else is, and I don't want to say I'm not.
Right.
Because that means I'm less holy. And God says, no, it doesn't. it's actually use this beautiful fellowship to express what's going on. It's not bad. It just is. Yeah, I know you're not hearing from me. I want you to hear from me. Use your group to help you, and just come on back and let's go. Mm-hmm. How about now? Let's go. And don't fret about it. And nobody, you know, and by the way, if your group judges you, well, then they got a problem.
You may need a new group if that's what's going on.
And we got to process that, you know, but don't feel judged. Just, you know, let people help you so that if you're, and he says this, by the way, in Ecclesiastes, if one falls down, pick them up.
Right, right.
If you're cold, warm them up, you know. And so he said, that's the purpose of the group, is mm-hmm. we're all going to go through those things.
I even picture Moses needing Aaron to hold his arms up for a while, right? That's what community's for.
That's right. To hold up the thing, and the victory will come, because I'm going to help you do this as you recognize the key is being with God. And
right.
And so it's a beautiful truth that if you're not hearing from God, it's okay. Recognize there's something not right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not God purposely not speaking to you.
Right.
It's rather, I got to get you back into a place where you enjoy the relationship.
Literally just starts with surrender.
Yeah.
It's just turn around, step back into the kingdom, surrender self.
And come on and let's go. And there's no condemnation. You know, how about now? I need you, want you, and desire you to come back. You'll hear my voice right away and you'll reengage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you remember, oh yeah, that's right. This is what it's like, and stay with me. And the longer you stay with me, and by the way, the shorter that silent period is, the easier mm-hmm. it is to walk, and you're fewer and fewer and fewer with silent periods.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's really beautiful. So Father, we thank you for this beautiful truth that Jesus said, I did nothing except what I heard you do, and I came to do your will, and you never left me. And so we just pray, and we know that that's true for us, and you want to have relationship, you want to have dialogue, and that it's not a condemnation to not hear your voice. It's just an invitation to return and to start hearing your voice. And that's your heart for us. And so we just pray that we will, that we won't be discouraged. And I do pray that we get people around us that can assist us in helping us stay in that place of hearing your voice. And we praise you and thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing such a great, real topic that people need to be able to hear about. So thanks again. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. We'd love to talk about them.
Yep.
And look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.